Okay, so after yesterday's emotional podcast, which I'm still wiping my nose from, sorry, I obviously mass record. I'll normally do this either on a Saturday or Sunday morning. It honestly, there's nothing that feels more accomplished than when you don't feel like doing something and you do it anyway. Is this nothing feels more good? So obviously I've been recording now, mass recording, daily podcasts for over a year, and I'm just so proud of myself. Like, for me, it's not that difficult to record a daily podcast, and quite frankly, I don't want to take up half hour to an hour of people's lives. I don't even like listening to half hour to an hour. You have to give me an extreme amount of value, so I think just giving you like 2 to 3 minutes is perfect amount from someone who is still just documenting her journey on how she's going to make it. So, anywho, I'm going to talk to you now how to stop beating yourself up. So, obviously, you know, talked about me failing. Obviously, when you fail, as much as I showed up, as much as I've missed a workout, you do fuck up, you know. You do be like, oh yeah, KFC, YOLO, let's go to Witherspoon's and have a curry night. And it's not the fact that that's a bad thing at all, because in life we are human. We do need to just sit back and have a chill, you know what I'm saying? But then, you know, we have at some point, it's nice to just come back. So it's nice to just go away, have a bit of junk food. But honestly, it's not the life for me. I've learned that I actually really love what I eat. I love feeling fresh. I love just feeling so good in my body. I love not going to bed with a bloated stomach. Just to let you know, I don't know whether, like, I honestly, I didn't know this fact. But I used to go to bed every night, you know, with a really bloated stomach, and I just thought it was natural that then in the morning would just get flat. No, it's not natural to have a bloated stomach. That's just generally diet. You could just, like, for me, I noticed having loads and loads of carbs. Maybe my body didn't work very well with them because I was a pasta lover, because I used to run. Yeah, it was just wasn't good. My belly, it used to feel like my belly was like swollen, like an actual food baby. That's not normal to go like that. You need to change your diet if that's how you go to bed at night, and you don't feel good about it, you know. So just see how you feel and adjust your food accordingly. So for me, having like protein and veg at night works really well. I don't like eating massive amount of meals, but I have got IBS, so I'm probably a bit more sensitive than a lot of people. So just do it for you. So say now, right, you've just started going to the gym and you're doing so well at the gym, but then you're not even happy with that because you're like, yeah, but I'm not waking up early, or I'm not doing my nutrition, I'm not doing my mindset, blah blah blah. And I think overnight we just want to boom become like this amazing person. I know, because as we know, I'm an extremely efficient person. So when I can't just go boom back to old Katie, it really triggers me. And I just beat myself up and I'm just like, why can't I do it? And it's no point, because do you know what happens when I'm like that? I just go comfort eat. I'm just like, oh, that Halo Top ice cream, which is only 280 calories, I'll just have a tub a day. Just because it's that amount doesn't mean you should be smashing a pint of ice cream a day, you know what I'm saying? So at that point, and I notice if I stop my journaling, so I would say mindset over going to the mindset is the most key thing going. So I would literally just get a journal out and I'll say what I'm proud of, what am I proud of, you know, and I remind myself. And then I write down what I'm grateful for. And it just brings me into the present moment instead of always chasing after a laser beam, you know, and just do one thing at a time. And it'll just get better. But do something manageable for yourself, like have a manageable routine every single day. Like, you know, maybe 10 minutes of positive speeches, 5 minutes of journaling. Maybe you work out half hour, maybe just set an hour aside a day. Maybe your food prep is so basic, it's 10 minutes. And you just give that 1 hour, then that's maybe how you'll achieve it. But like, set out 1 hour of the day and put it aside, okay? And then do it. And I'm glad I'm telling you this advice, because now I know my own advice. See ya.